Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. Episode 39 for the week of May 18th, 2011. I'm your host, Griffin Hoffman. With me is John Stanhope and Ryan Fielder, as always. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
You guys have switched seats and it weirds me out.
Does it?
Is it concerning?
You gonna be okay?
I'll be fine.
If you just sit the other direction, it's kind of the same.
Just sit upside down.
Sit upside down?
Yeah. Yep.
Just do this podcast doing a handstand.
Yeah. When you pass out,
if we we'll put the microphone upside down, then we'll all be upside down.
Yes.
Let's do it.
It's a mirror.
All right. We're doing it right now.
If you take a...
We're all upside down now.
Upside down
awesome.
Now.
Yep. Bet that was not really obnoxious. So, guys, how's it going?
Going,
yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
I see you're getting into our rituals again really early, Griff.
I'd be ritualing if I didn't have to work.
Yeah, I don't have to work.
Yeah. I don't have to work either.
How come you guys never have to work on Wednesday?
No,
it's like every Wednesday
off. I just have it scheduled entirely off.
I didn't request my night off, but I work it occasionally, just not very frequently.
It seems like
I think a lot of people want to work
too.
Well, there's enough people who want to work at night that they just don't need to schedule me.
Yeah.
Which I'm cool with. I have scheduled Wednesday off for the next year and a half.
That's a good idea.
However much.
Just take all of Wednesday off.
That's what Nick Ketchum used to do. He used to request every single Saturday off. His availability was open, but for a year in advance, he requested Saturdays off.
Why?
Because the Hawkeyes played.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, whatever you need.
Yep. Anyway.
I just request it off because, I mean, yo, video games come out on Tuesday, and I'll have them by Wednesday, and we record this stuff on Wednesday, so
yeah,
I'd get my gaming in somewhere.
Video games, forgot about those.
Yeah. Right, right.
That's what we do.
Did you guys see that Transformers thing that's up at the movie theater?
No. Does it transform?
At the J Creek?
Can I push
it? It probably does.
What is it?
It's like the size of this room. It's like a giant Optimus Prime... Well, okay, granted, it was dark, and it was after work, so I was like, I think it's Optimus Prime, because it says July 1, 2011, and it's just what I can imagine is Optimus Prime with, like, a bunch of engines and swords attached to him, like, flying over pavement that's all broken up.
Are you going to steal it? Do you need help with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how to take out mall doors? It can't be done.
Is there, like, what do they do with those when the movie's over?
Burn them.
Toss them. I asked somebody about this. They toss them.
I imagine some of them
actually have to be sent back.
Yeah. I bet this one would have to, well, I don't know, the postage. It's traveling.
It's airlifted out of there.
Imagine having to assemble that thing, though. It's
Dude,
huge.
That's my favorite thing ever. When I worked at GameStop, I loved assembling those stupid stands. And this would be like the undertaking.
There'd be like the most obnoxious cardboard Lego ever.
But the ones at GameStop are like... A backstand and a front.
Some of them are. Some of them are the most like convoluted roundabout ways of putting shit together that I'm just like, Nintendo is the worst at this.
Really?
Nintendo wants you to build like a damn bookshelf around these things. And just like, why? Why does it have to be this way?
Huh.
It's the way of the world.
And they do some of the construction already, but that doesn't make it any better.
Hmm.
Sometimes they leave out pieces too, and then I have to improvise with duct tape.
Oh.
Where's Mario's head?
Yeah.
Just put some duct tape on there.
Just draw a face.
That looks like Mario,
right? It's the new Mario. It's headless Mario. You are the Mario. Put a mirror up there.
They take your me head and they put it on top of Mario's body.
Perfect.
So
Street pass the stand with your 3DS and it puts your me up into the face.
I just crammed the Master Chief helmet on there.
That's a good idea.
Mario Chief?
Just looks
helmet.
Really tiny compared to the Mario body.
Mm-hmm. Is that Mario Chief or Master Mario?
Master Mario sounds better.
No. Master Mario sounds like an online message board name. Like Master Mario X11 2000 or 19... Well, no,
it'd be like...
1995.
No, 2001.
Some of my favorite game characters are Master Chief and Mario.
All right.
What's a Half-Life?
It's about when you hit age 40.
It's when you do heroin
from
the age of 15 on.
Okay, that's a Half-Life. So, guys, you want to talk about video games?
Yes. We have to.
John, you seem like you want to talk about something. Is it Brink?
That's part of it.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about Brink. So, Ryan, like you said...
Did you read Ryan's review?
No, I did not.
You should probably read that.
I would like to. I will do that because I'm sure it is everything that I think about this game. Because after Ryan's...
Ryan, you're not crazy. It's basically Ryan's what he's trying to say here.
Thrilling explanation of that game. I decided to borrow it from him. And the best parts of that game, the parts you don't have to play.
You know what you should have done, Ryan? Is you should just like become a rental service for Brink and charge people like... Yeah, just take it for as long as you want for $10.
And they'll be back.
And they'll give it back very soon.
Exactly. And you just keep turning it. Well, Brink, you eventually like, cover your, at least half your costs for Brink.
Yeah.
No, I put that in, watched their whole video, did the creative character stuff. The creative character stuff is all right. Bethesda has backed better creative character things.
It's splash damage.
It's splash damage that made Bethesda. It. I'm just saying they backed better things.
So really? Like Fallout, where everybody looks like a cave creature gremlin.
Okay. Yes. I am standing by this statement.
Do you want the full hawk or just the half hawk?
But at least I have thousands of options to do there. And then they say that like the customization is endless. And then I look at their endless list and it's more like customization is around 700 options.
Would you Rain Man?
Or just like, exactly. Yeah. I did the math because I wanted to do math more than I wanted to play this game.
Just sitting down with a piece of paper and you're like, okay, mustache, squinty eyes, mm-hmm. Torn jeans,
there's gotta be
red, no shirt.
Blue, green.
There's gotta be an easy equation.
Mustache,
that, right?
Squinty eyes, ripped jeans, and tank top.
No, because you don't have options for noses and eyes and things. You just have options for face tats,
you know,
face
what's
scars.
What's funny on that game, too? You can change your clothes and stuff. But if you put a scar on your guy's face, it's permanent.
Just like really.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because you get those options first, and then when those are on there,
they're like,
he permanently.
Are you sure you want that scar, man?
He's permanent.
You sure
stubble.
You want that?
Wait, can you modify facial hair?
Yeah, stubble. Yes.
Okay.
I did not check out the rest of the options because I just didn't care. Like, just everything.
If you look
so
at Ryan's review, there's an awesome character that's in the game with a sweet mustache. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like a just your generic cop
is it
mustache
like straight down.
Yeah,
like
just
push broom
mustache on a cop.
Great.
He's got a cop shirt on.
He's part of the resistance.
I just don't think clothes
it's a double agent.
Very, there's nothing super aesthetically.
Everybody looks like Euro trash.
Yeah, kind of. They all look
they
like
do, yeah.
They're from like Space Australia.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You know what's fun in the cutscenes at the beginning of the game? Everybody's like random except for the one main character that's in the game, and then your guy is in the background somewhere.
Just oh, no, like, that's the other thing.
Do you have to? Can you just be naked guy?
No, you
can
be.
You can
close.
Have shirtless guy with with pants.
The tattoos in that game.
Sweet.
Yeah. Best tattoos I've ever seen.
Really?
Are you gonna go get some Brink tattoos?
Yes. I'm just
see
gonna
that
take,
one on that
just
game?
Gonna take the
I
game into
that.
The shop and plug in the Xbox and just be like, I want that.
Trace this over the screen.
I'm actually gonna get the Brink symbol just on my chest.
So
nice.
It's like a little Brink diamond.
Yeah, just on your
bam.
Neck.
Bam.
Yeah,
just
full neck.
One right under the jaw.
Yeah. One on each side.
One side says Brink and the other says Bots for Life.
Perfect. But so, yeah, that game is not structured around any sort of story at all besides... Like,
which mission did you play first?
Yeah, I did the save the stupid thing, save the Ark.
Princess.
Oh, you mean all of them?
Yeah. Save the baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. And it, just the game does not have a story, so it just does mission stuff. And it's like, blow up this door, which is not as easy as it sounds.
No.
And again, like you said, like that game, yeah, I would rather play that online. Although I would not also want to play that online. For the same reasons as I would like to play it online. I don't want to deal with people, but people would be better than these bots.
Well,
I just don't want to deal with the
but
people.
But the fact
though.
That you can't even deal with people because it's so lag infested.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the thing. I saw lag even without people. Like,
yeah.
The game was just lagging on its own. Like, the bots would just bip. And I'm like, what could you be lagging on?
Did well, you, there's 16 people in that area.
Yeah,
right.
Did you ever try installing the game?
I
No, I didn't want to take up space on my hard drive.
Just wondering if that would cover some of the single player lag.
Possibly. I don't think so.
No. But then everybody else would have to do it too. And that's a commitment.
I don't think that would help at all anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not a good game. And then,
I'm surprised you didn't actually bring it back today.
I really wanted to. I kept trying to remind myself, but then I forgot. But so there's also the complex of, like, you know, it's a first-person shooter, and you spend all this time making your person look away, and then it's, you don't even see him in cutscenes. Yeah.
Like, no, you do.
Do you? Because I tried to find my dude.
Behind, he's like in the background. He'll be there, like, checking out his gun or something.
But, like, again, and then it's like the customization is sort of.
He's so like the Forrest Gump of Brink, like, just in all the important happenings of the city, just like doing nothing though.
Didn't actually do anything.
Table tennis champion.
You're not actually playing as your character. He's just like on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like the customization is so shallow that everybody sort of looks like everybody anyway. And it's just like...
The customization, I played it a little more. The customization gets pretty cool when you get a max character. But that's
right,
it.
And that's the best, that is the best worst part about this is that, like, so you can see everything that you could ever put on anybody, but you don't get to touch any of it until you get enough experience to unlock it. And so it's...
Did you do any of the challenge stuff?
The only challenge that I did was watch the tutorial video to gain 1,000 experience points. But so here's the thing. It's like you get experience points and then you don't get to spend it like currency to unlock things.
Huh.
You just earn experience points.
Every level you
get
a point of something to upgrade. You get one point.
Yeah, for abilities and stuff. But for like aesthetic stuff, that just sort of unlocks.
Per level.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's like Modern Warfare 2 where as you rank up you have access to more things.
Yeah, not like Black Ops where you have
you spend points on the things you want. That's dumb.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
That's
yeah.
dumb.
Well, Black Ops did it better.
Yeah.
And
COD points.
Also
COD bucks.
I tried some of the terrain, the smooth movement across random terrain. That's worthless. Like, it's a good idea, and it works fine.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you don't move fast enough for it to make sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like...
And...
It's just like you're climbing slowly.
Right. Like. It's just like, I run up to this thing, and then I hit the button, and whoop, there I go. Like...
Do you play as a light or heavy character?
You only have the option as a medium character to begin with.
Whoa. Yep. I didn't even know there was medium character.
Yeah. You have medium beefcake, you have small beefcake, and then you
It's just like us three, Griff. You're lightweight, you're medium, and I'm heavy.
Double jump, man. But exactly. I take a lot
it
more
It pretty
damage.
Much is about this build if Ryan was twice the size.
Nice.
Because there's one guy that looks, you know, somewhere in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a guy that looks skinny but still muscular. And then there's... Jesus Christ, there's shit, brick house.
Hogan.
It's Ronnie.
Yeah,
it's Ronnie.
It's Ronnie the car.
Yes.
Huh.
The very last gun you unlock, though, is pretty sweet. You can only use with the
only
the
with
heavyweight
the
character.
Heavy.
It's a turret.
Oh, nice.
And it's just like dead, dead,
dead. That seems a little.
But it's only
that
up
seems
close.
A little. That seems a little necessary.
If it's far away, it's like really inaccurate.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's exactly.
Oh. You can't move as fast with the heavy guy.
Gosh, I could.
They're so clever. See what they did there?
Yep.
So Brink, not happy with it.
No, it's a terrible game. I played it for like 30, 45 minutes, and I was just like, nope.
Cool.
So were you intrigued at the beginning? You were like, okay.
Yeah, but like watching video of it, is like, yeah, it seems a thing. And then the other thing that we already talked about this last week is just that it's like, what? If every mission has a certain objective and you have to be a certain person to do it and you're playing with bots, the bots are never going to get the job done.
Oh, no.
So you have to go to a point to try to change your class and then hope that it's just...
It's very poorly designed.
Right. It's like, why would I even want to do these missions at this point?
Right.
Brink 2.
Like,
can't wait.
From what you're describing to me, it seems like
Lost Planet
would be like, no, not Lost Planet. I'm thinking, well, yes.
Lost Planet 2.
Yes, Lost Planet.
But dumb in a different way. Like, to me, it's kind of like that that game that I was never into in the late 90s of, like, the, you know, team-based, like, Counter-Strike, but, you know.
Halo.
No, not Halo either. It's sort of like that enemy territory Quake Wars thing where you are... Classes and capturing points.
Like Arena?
And, was that Or was that just shoot 'em up?
That was capture points and flags and stuff.
But yeah, so it's like a game like that. And to me, that it never was really appealing, where you had to be a class to do a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I think Team Fort 2 is so successful, because it's like you don't need to play a class to advance the game. You just play a class that you like, or use a different class to get revenge on somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And that is the problem this game suffers from. It's just like,
I just don't. Not enough customization and too much customization.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not enough in the right areas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey guys, you totally delivered on what you said, but thought you were going to build a good game around that.
Yeah, you did everything you said you would, except make it fun.
Yeah.
Like,
like games should be, you know?
It's like if somebody invited you to come over and grill out and then gave you just like all burnt meat.
It'd be like Pokemon without the battle system.
I thought it would be delicious, but no.
But they're grilling just asparagus.
Right. It's
We're grilling tonight, man.
Burnt vegetables. And you're just like, those this are just, is not at all are, what I was promised.
Just describing vegetarians right now. That's probably what Brink is. It's just a fucking island of French vegetarians.
Yep, that seems about right.
Eating cheese and lettuce all the time.
Trying to save the arc of,
scarring themselves.
Dude, some of those scars are actually pretty awesome, though. They even have acne scar in there.
Nice.
There's acid burn scar. There's like,
I thought the colors for the people, though, were a little off. It was either like they got one white guy or like 17 different brown or black.
Yeah, they have
that's the future. Though,
they have like one
all
Asian
races
person,
are gonna be homogenous.
One Asian, one part Asian, like three or four blacks, and then two, maybe three white people. But it's like, there's nothing wrong with this. It just seems a little imbalanced for options' sake.
I don't know, man. You don't know what the future is gonna be like.
Fair enough.
It was either like really pale or just.
You would imagine that if you were on a self-contained island and you had races over the years, over the generations, everybody would just blend into one color.
It's kind of what happens.
Right? Like, that's what I'm saying.
I'll talk about that off air.
Good job, Brink. Good job, Splash Damage. Accurate portrayal.
Way to go.
Sociology.
So taking a drastic turn here, I was fortunate enough, since we started this late, that I was able to play L.A. Noire for an hour.
Oh, nice. Did you buy it?
No, it came in Gamefly.
Oh,
got it.
Sweet.
I was so... I'm impressed, and I'm a little confused.
Best game ever?
But no.
Okay.
I will not say that.
Secret best game ever?
Most impressive game of the year?
Okay. Impressive so how? What impresses you about
faces.
This?
Their faces. Just like, so far I've done like maybe the game structures itself around like mini chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting is.
Fighting?
But there's like.
Fisticuffs?
Like, yeah, fisticuffs. That is what it is. I would say
brass knuckles.
I would say the fighting in the game is a watch.
Brass knuckles were an invention in the 40s.
It
took 20 more years to create brass knuckles.
Actually,
wrestling created brass knuckles.
I would say it's a wash.
The 40s created the steel chair.
Oh, okay.
It's a give and take.
The shooting is fine. Shooting is fine.
You don't do a lot of it, though.
You have time again?
Basically, for that hour that I played, it was all going through, like, tutorial. These are, like, the tutorial portions of the game that are just, like, these are the things you're primarily going to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, here's two investigations. Here's a shootout. Here's some fighting. And then here's, like, interrogation.
Nice.
And I've done all of those.
Did you do the interrogation with the guy that just kept talking about anti-Semites?
No.
Oh, man, that's so yet. Weird.
Not yet.
What, you've done that?
I watched the video of it. It's like, what's happening?
Not yet, but racism is alive and well in the 1940s. I can tell you that for sure.
Uh-huh.
It's not Brink.
I see your segue. Yes, it makes sense.
That is a definite.
Speaking of homogenization of races, L.A. Noir.
Do you remember the 1940s?
Black and white.
This is what happened.
Colors.
I can't watch that game and not be just totally impressed with how everybody moves and talks in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out how they do it, because the face,
it's a new system,
doesn't look like you would normally view a video game. The uh-huh. face looks like a moving picture almost.
Yeah, what I listened
a
to
new engine
I listened
to,
yeah, to a podcast where they're talking about it, and it's they basically just tape they video recorded dudes in makeup with their hair done, dressed as the characters they were playing in the game, and they recorded them from 360 degrees, so entirely around the face, and then they used that imaging to map onto, with polygons, this other face. So whatever engine they're using, it's like taking real life information, which they said it was a gigasecond to record this.
Good golly.
What?
1 gigabyte per second of recording data.
Good God.
Yeah.
And people go on in that game.
Yeah.
So that's like terabytes of information that exist around this game. Oh, buddy.
Yeah, 350 terabytes.
Well, you might. Maybe they use the same things down the road.
Oh, no, I can only hope. Like, you perfect this and games will take a great leap forward.
What is it? 100 gigabytes is a terabyte or 1,000 gigs is a terabyte? 1,000 gigs is a terabyte.
So how many discs is this on?
One Blu-ray.
What about 360?
Three 360 discs.
Is it seriously on
three DVDs?
Is it seriously on three DVDs?
It is on three DVDs.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Digital video discs take three.
So the interrogation stuff's cool. I really like investigating like the crime scenes because you've got like points where you'll go in and you can kind of amp up or down the how much assistance the game gives you to try to find clues and stuff like that. When you pick up items, you're allowed to turn them around and look at them.
Yeah, you manipulate it in your hand.
Yeah, you might be able to miss over things.
Right. So if you like really cool. Look at a dead body, you can like pick up the arm and open the jacket and move the head to look at the bullet wounds or like investigate what's in the pockets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you pick them up and dance with them?
Not yet.
They have
DLC.
They have really subtle cues for like when you found things and when you are done searching.
What are the places. Cues?
Like music, like certain music will be playing while you're doing investigations, but when you found everything, the music sort of just fades out. There's little like cues inside of the music that are like just chimes.
Yep.
That will happen
just like a note. Like,
yeah.
When you're near something.
Yep. Which is kind of cool. I botched the first interrogation.
The tutorial one that it's like you should press lie now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you not press lie?
No, I didn't press lie. I pressed.
You can't control me.
I pressed doubt. Because you have another option.
Right. You've got truth, doubt, and lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how'd that turn out?
I failed it. And she got really upset.
Was it game over?
She got really upset with me. No, the game goes on. She got really upset with me and refused to talk to me. She's like, you can set another cop in here, but I'm not saying another word to you. I'm like,
so how did you advance the story then if you upset her?
I went back outside and finished my investigation.
Went back outside, came back in.
No.
She forgot about it.
I dressed up as a different guy.
I still didn't find the gun, so I went out and found, like, dug through the trash, found the gun.
Okay.
And then that's when I had to turn it off and come over here.
So you haven't met the anti-Semite
No,
guy.
I have not. Not Great. Yet. Not
Just
yet.
Just give it time.
Not yet. But they're doing, like, this whole backstory thing to build up the main character that you're playing as,
okay.
too. Which is kind of interesting. The game just breaks itself up.
And there's something crazy at the end.
I'm just hoping the game starts to break itself up a lot longer. Like, the chapters are longer. Because right now it seems like seriously, like I'm spending, like, 5 to 10 minutes in a chunk. And then it's, like, next chapter. And it does those really, like, old-timey, like, shows you the big
right. It has like the
thing.
Pulpy sci-fi right. or
it's almost like Twilight Zone-esque.
Yeah, just big typeface that's slanted across the screen. Yeah, it's like the bad who was from Mars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it'll have something that's appropriate to that. So it's you know.
And it has that like I'm still a little bit on the fence on whether I like am totally sold on it, but it seems appropriate.
What seems appropriate?
Just all that campy.
The.
Film noir
the
stuff.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
The ambiance of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Not 100% sold on it, but it's good.
Have you done any driving yet?
Driving is fantastic.
Is it? Does it feel wobbly?
Not the wobbliest I've ever felt a game in driving.
Compared to GTA.
Hovercraft yet?
Compare it to GTA. Better.
Better.
Okay. Much better.
Hovercraft?
No hovercraft.
No.
Okay.
Best part about it though is say you need to really be somewhere Or fast travel. Say you're late. No, no fast travel that I'm aware of.
That's the best part. No fast
there
travel.
There is fast travel, but is you must not be there yet, yeah.
Push L3, turn the sirens on, cars get out of the way.
Oh, nice.
It's just like, hey.
Like, for real, or like GTA get out of the way, where people are like, well, maybe you already passed me, so it's like, probably all right.
Cars will get out of the way. Trucks are a little slow to adhere to this, so you just go around this.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like it. Yeah. Weird thing about the game, though, but I sort of accept it because it's an open world game and it's just doing the best it can, is like, here's the flag on the map.
Donkey people.
Exactly. Centaurs roaming around randomly.
Flying bird men.
Yep. Yep. Eyeballs sticking out of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it shows the flag location of where you're supposed to be going. And say I go to that location, but maybe I take an alleyway towards the back of the location and then I walk around to the front. It has a pre-built cutscene that's going to happen.
Okay. So if you approach it from a different angle,
if I approach it the way the game does not expect me to approach it, it's just like, ah, I hope this isn't too jarring for you.
Ah, video games.
But you're not actually out of the car. You're in the car and you're pulling up to the front.
Oh,
it's just like,
so then does it teleport after the cutscene? Does it teleport?
No, you don't know it doesn't.
You don't know what happened when it faded to black there.
Yeah, we got your back dude, in the car. We swung it around.
Yeah.
And, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
if you were parachuting in?
So my question is, should I get this game, John? Like, I'm debating whether or not to buy LA Noir because I'm very interested in playing it.
Now, you really like that Condemned, like,
investigation
stuff, and I think it's a lot like that. It's not as forensic-y as that, so it's a lot of piecing the information together,
right,
which I think is cool.
Right.
And You're no Grissom here.
But. Yeah. We found semen in the jacket pocket.
Exactly.
There's always
these bugs
semen.
Have been here for X amount of hours because semen of their covered development. Bugs. Exactly. Perfect. This is my forte.
The semen Give me that. Is transformed into bugs.
Gross. Super bugs.
So, yes, no?
You might like
it. I don't think I'm going to like this game.
No? You know, like, investigation?
I don't like Rockstar.
No, what?
Like it's not Dead. Rockstar, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's it's offshoot
like
of
Bonsai
Rockstar.
Or
it's Bondi.
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 Bondage.
They're an Australian.
Australian.
Developer that was picked up by Rockstar.
Yeah.
Ah.
So it's not Rockstar.
No.
Also, this game has been in development for like 7 years.
Yeah.
And just in 2009, they discovered how to like implement the face technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing they were missing.
Yeah,
the game was complete except they had no faces.
The game really picks up on that. And there's newspapers that you can find in the game.
Oh, great.
That, like, when you read the newspapers, instead of reading the whole newspaper, it just goes, like, would you like to see, like video of basically what this article is talking about? And it'll cut into, like, that video, and you get to see what exactly it's talking about, which is cool.
Huh.
I like that.
Collectibles in a CGI.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting it now.
Ryan's still not interested.
Also, the smooth movement across random terrain in LA Noir, better than in Brink.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold
button to run and just make it happen.
And you can see your character.
So it's ticked off the two things that I disliked about this game is so it's not actually by Rockstar, and then two, it's not an open world game. It has more of like a structure to it. So the only problem now is getting rid of the old timey 1940s aesthetic, where it should just be Blade Runner.
I know you want it to be more Blade Runner.
I want it to just be future Blade Runner or Fallout. Like, what if you were in post-apocalyptic
1940s?
If it was, like, people with laser guns.
I think you can get over it, though. I mean, I'm not 100% sold. Like I said, I'm not...
I just don't like fedoras.
That aesthetic is kind of weird, but...
I just watched Last Man Standing. You ever seen that?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's got your boy in it, Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah?
You should definitely watch that movie.
Mm. With fedoras?
Yeah.
Okay, not interested.
I finally figured out what this really awesome movie is. It has Bruce Willis in it, and he's going crazy, and he wants to kill himself, but he feels bad about the idea of killing himself.
Monkeys?
Breakfast of Champions.
Oh.
It's
a great movie.
Huh.
It's got Nick Nolte in it, and he's a crossdresser.
Okay.
But he thinks Bruce Willis knows that he's a crossdresser, and so he finally decides to come out as a crossdresser on...
Bruce Willis really had no idea.
I may have seen that movie.
Bruce Willis and Nick Nolte own a used car store.
I don't know.
They both own it together.
Okay. I'm not certain on the details, but it's a cross-dressing part that has me...
Is Bruce Willis thinking... a badass?
No. No.
Why would I watch that?
But, you know, fuck it, man. Like, I just imagined a brokeable eight-sided coin, so who knows if I've actually seen that movie.
Oh, man.
That was no, the groupie.
I would say go ahead and try to get Ellie Noir. It's good.
Okay. Because I read a really interesting...
Why don't you just get it on Gamefly?
I don't want to wait. But Jeff Green wrote a really interesting blog post about... being a civilian, which, as you guys know, is my biggest hatred of people who are in games industry, is how they always talk about, like, what's the best thing about being in the video games industry? Free games! Like, fucking assholes. Like, you don't... Like, those are the people that are like, okay, so you're going to evaluate this product, but you actually don't know what it's like to be purchasing these products? Like, that doesn't really seem legitimate.
You can't, like, weigh out the actual price of $60
right.
for...
Yeah, that's why I like some of the publications, or some of the... people out there who will actually go out and buy games if they don't get them from the companies. There's a couple.
If you want, I've got it. If you want, later on, stop over, play a little bit of it and see if it trips trigger.
Well, anyway, so his article was about being like having to conserve his money and being like and hedging the price you pay to be able to talk about it and be in the know day one versus a price drop and then being able to pay a more reasonable price for it. And just not being, like, in the zeitgeist. Like, not being in the spirit of the times. So, it was a very interesting read where I was like, all right, well, yeah right on. Way to go, old games journalist guy who doesn't work in games journalism anymore. Sweet. Thank you. You should read that, Jeff Green. Yeah, good stuff.
Reading. I'm going to read it right now.
You should do it. It's really good. You should follow him on Twitter. That's what I do.
Man, I haven't checked my Twitter account in forever.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's probably all right that I don't check that.
It's where you get a lot of news.
Nowadays.
It's where you find out that Osama bin Laden has been shot before the...
Before the bars do.
Yeah.
The Navy SEAL was like, just got him!
Yep. He checked in his Foursquare from bin Laden's compound.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
He's going to shoot that
And then
dude.
They tiny frogged a little picture of him, bullet.
And then bin Laden saw it on his phone. He was like,
oh, no.
What the hell? Uh-oh. There's a fucking Navy SEAL.
Facebook, worst day ever.
Yeah. He's great. Linked to his Tumblr.
This is the world we live in.
Anyway, you play any other games besides L.A. Noir and Brink?
No.
Ah.
I almost played Green Lantern at Best Buy because they have it out early.
Jeez.
When's that movie?
That's a bummer.
I decided that movie. Not to. The movie is soon. It's like beginning of June or something.
I'm going to see it.
I'm going to see it too.
Sounds good.
Reynolds and CG.
Yeah.
Great.
Monsters.
And Gatling guns.
I don't know the lore of Green Lantern very well. Like,
don't worry about it.
I understand. Aliens. No, I understand like the Green Lantern side of it, but I don't know like the enemy side of it.
Oh,
like who are the villains?
Other lanterns?
Are they?
I am
different
really
color lanterns.
Because before it was like yellow. There was like a
yellow,
dude with yellow powers.
Like a magenta woman. I can't remember.
But that was a later thing. Originally, it was green, and then there was a yellow guy, and yellow was the only thing that like was
right.
could combat the green.
Right. But they've built so much like
yeah. Now
crazy,
there's a,
like,
a pink
green.
Lantern. Now there's a black lantern. There's another color Green Lantern. There's not really a green. The original Green Lantern, whose lantern was actually a demon that Scryed. I don't know.
Starsky
like
and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch lantern.
Yeah.
That's brown.
Banana lantern.
That's poo colored.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's the Rainbow Lantern. He's really exciting.
Yeah.
Flamboyant.
Fabulous.
He's a fabulous lantern. I didn't play anything. I just played Portal 2 last night. Played co-op with you, John, and with Hunter last night.
Oh, that's good.
And then replayed the single-player game.
Oh, yeah? The whole thing?
Almost. I've been doing it in chunks. I beat it, like, twice. Just played the end twice to listen to... Nolan North talking about fake facts. That is by far the best part of that at the end. As you find the personality sphere that is just non-true facts.
Oh, yeah, like what?
I can't even do it justice, but some of them are just hysterical.
Oh, wait, like, no, like at the end of the game, yeah.
William Shakespeare actually never wrote any of his plays. It was Sir Francis Bacon in 1546 using a Ouija board to channel the memories of dead ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there was some of the stuff that I was listening to, I was like, I don't think that's right.
The first person...
Little known fact.
The first person to drink milk... was very, very, very thirsty.
Yeah. It's like some of this stuff, I'm just like, I don't think these are actually true. And like the more I listen to them, I'm like, no,
they're absolutely irrational. Yeah. Like pet gerbils were banned in Tennessee in 1846. Then it was like the sales in hot glue went up immensely after that.
What?
What's that even mean?
To what correlation? Yeah.
It's so good, though. And then I watched the credits, and in fact, it is Nolan North playing all the personality spheres, which is terrifying.
Space.
Yes, I'm in space.
Explore all of it.
You see it all. Space. There is no such thing as space. Yes.
I have no idea what you're talking
Portal
about.
Portal 2 is so good.
You need to play Portal 2. That's the answer.
That's what you need to do. It's really good.
It is good. So good, man.
Yep. Yeah.
It is so good. The co-op stuff was good, though.
The co-op was really fun. Yeah. I'd be interested to play it online to at least just check out that component of it. Do you have a copy?
I do.
Okay. If you want, sometime tonight, I'll play online with you just to get that done. And then I will finally write my review for Portal 2 because I need to talk about it.
Okay.
It's so good.
Portal.
Sounds good.
And it also has flaws.
Oh, the irony.
I know, right? The yin and the yang of Portal 2.
Oh, is that what you're going to title it?
That's actually the tattoo that I have on my neck.
Just Atlas and
it says, actually, I've got two tattoos on my biceps. One says lies, and then it's cake, and then the other one says love, and it's a companion cube.
Oh.
Yeah, lies and love, man.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like it.
Actually, there are people who have that real tattoo.
I was thinking about getting that tattooed on my balls.
Just one or the other?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just love.
And lies.
Lies.
I don't think you'd be able to have children after that.
Like on your ball? Anyway. Do you guys want to take a break before we go on? Or do we good?
I played video games.
Oh,
shoot. Sorry. I thought I'm used to you going first, Ryan.
No, Ryan. No.
No, I played a bunch of stuff. Most recently, Defense Grid Awakening. It's a tower defense game for XBLA, and it's really sweet.
Oh, yeah?
It's cheap.
It's $800 for two games.
$800? Jesus, yeah, that is not cheap.
It's really cheap.
I don't know what your budget is.
Tower defense game.
Yep. You actually get a tower. It's a Tesla tower you get with it, so mine's in the mail.
Tower defense, good.
Yeah, you get to upgrade your towers. There's a certain route, and there's like some levels you can reroute the guys by the way you place your towers. So, and they're all trying to get to this end area where these cores are, and you got 10 cores, and you have to save them, and they pick them up, and they walk back a certain way, and hopefully your towers kill them, and the cores float back slowly to their home.
Better or worse than South Park Tower Defense?
I never played that one.
Yeah, that was rated pretty highly, though.
I'm guessing better because, like, I'm a fiend right now.
Yeah.
You're itching. Yeah. You have a problem.
Can't you see?
Yeah. He's peeling his flesh away right now. His
what's all this skin doing here?
He doesn't have his hands on a controller. Just can't stop fidgeting.
I played that one. I was playing the Gears of War 3 beta. And then it was supposed to be over the next day. I woke up, it was still on. So I got on and started
playing. It's like Christmas again.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a group, me and like six guys were playing. We were all in the party. And then one by one, everybody just kept dropping out.
Oh, yeah.
Just like getting kicked offline.
Oh, nice.
And for some reason, I got to play an extra like 4 hours.
Nice.
Nice.
So after that 4 hours, I could have still played, but I was like, I need to take a break. I'm not going to... I'm not going to sign out of this game yet, but I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And I came back a half hour later and it says you are kicked off of Xbox Live. So bummer. No more Gears 3 beta, but they had put a new fun mode on.
What it was called?
New fun mode.
New fun mode, yes.
What is new fun mode?
Torque bow tag.
Okay.
And, that actually sounds fun.
Every weapon on the ground is a torque bow.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, you start out with your normal weapons, but then every weapon on the ground is a torque bow. So, and it's just like team deathmatch.
Oh, so it just ups the ante instead of, like a rocket launcher match, but it's torque bows.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Huh.
It's pretty fun.
Did you unlock the playable Cole skin or something like that?
Yes, I unlocked everything.
So you did everything in the beta?
Except for, no, there's 84 medals to unlock,
uh-huh.
and I got 72 of them unlocked.
Jesus Christ. That's insane.
See, if they were smart, they'd have left it on until May 21st and then shut it off.
Why?
End of the world. What? Nobody's going to be here on Sunday.
Okay.
What?
What? It's this Nostradamus crap.
Is it Nostradamus or is it Mayan or what is it?
I'm fairly certain it's Nostradamus. Okay.
May 21st, 2011?
Yes.
Well, Jen told me that it was some biblical scholar that like predicted that it was mathematically going to end this 21st, or this is the start of the judgment period, and then 6 months later it ends. It's, I don't know. It's all just nonsense.
Huh.
And then Nostradamus is also making predictions or something like that. Yeah. Bunch of crap.
All right.
See you guys Monday.
All right.
So, last episode of Bossbro Radio.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Yep,
thanks. It's been real.
I played something else, but I can't remember what it is now. Oh yeah, Gatling Gears.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tell me about that.
That's the other thing that came out.
Yeah, pretty fun. Twin stick shooter that you're in it looks like it's in about the 1940s, but it's got a very
cartoon interrogate?
Divide. Yes, with your massive cannons.
Investigate crimes. Yes, too.
That's how you investigate. What's in that building? I'm gonna blow it up and find out.
Okay, so it's the solving faces, solving cases, but not watching faces.
Yep.
Okay.
But I think it's co-op. But I just played the demo, and you can upgrade your weapons, upgrade your mech, get different stuff. There's like crazy things that fall on the ground. You get short upgrades for a while.
Okay.
And it looks pretty. It's a real pretty game for a twin stick shooter, like download game, but
level based.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's like two or three levels in the demo. And then this giant, huge friggin' boss was popping up. Awesome, I'm going to fight this thing. And it was like, buy me.
$15.
Yeah, I was like, no.
That's Xbox only right now, right?
I think so.
Is that also $800?
Yes, comes with your own mech.
$800, sweet. $15.
Sweet.
No, it's actually like $1,200. And it comes with your own mech.
And a copy of Defense Force The Awakening.
Yes.
Just to spite them.
Oh man.
But no tower.
No tower.
Yeah.
No.
Tower, you gotta get the real thing.
Exactly.
Yep.
I also played a little bit of Super Meat Boy. I'm almost done with that. Almost got my own avatar of Meat Boy.
Wow.
That game is getting stupid hard.
Wait, you get the actual avatar of Meat Boy?
Like, you get an avatar item of Meat
Boy. Oh, an item.
Actually Meat Boy.
No,
you're not the Meat Boy.
That would be sweet if you had full suit that just looks like Meat Boy.
Meat suit.
Your avatar is Meat Boy.
Right.
That would be awesome.
No, you get like a little Meat Boy that runs around you.
That's pretty rad too.
Hopefully he spreads meat everywhere just like in the game. That's the only way that I would like that.
I know I spread meat everywhere.
Just laying down the meat.
Word.
Great.
Got a meat cannon.
Investigate my meat cannon.
Yeah.
I also unlocked a special zone in Super Meat Boy called To Internets.
Uh-huh. What is that?
I have not tried it yet because it scares me.
I hate late speak.
It's T-E-H Internets.
Oh.
Tet Internets.
Do you actually want to know where that came from? BBS boards.
What from what?
LeetSpeak came from BBS boards.
Oh really?
Because it was people would identify themselves as like the owners of the board by saying 111337 or something like that. So all that derived from internet message boards through BBS channels, not actually people on AOL. Like all that stuff was a hell of a lot earlier than those things. Elite people were people who were like moderators in the boards.
Hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
That's right.
Did you hear this on Portal 2?
No, I was actually reading about this probably 3-4 months ago on Wikipedia one day, just reading about where all that crap came from.
Yeah.
I found out this morning that a great white shark would win against a saltwater crocodile.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, the mechanical kind?
That's yeah, such I watched that crap. Stupid Animal Planet show.
Where they're like, this one has compression features of and the sharpie teeth.
And the sharpie teeth?
Yeah, I hate that thing.
They've got sharpie teeth? Oh, that would just get so dirty.
Black everywhere.
Yeah. Rainbow sharpie, actually. I just don't like
that. That's actually where rainbows come from. The sharks jump up and out lose the their teeth and
reflects the sunlight.
I was watching it the whole time this morning, just anticipation of just like, I just hope shows up soon because I fucking like this is not real science. Like what Mythbusters does is closer to real science than this crap.
Right,
dude. I would like to know.
Battle bots.
And the worst part is they have real scientists on these shows, and it's like you build these giant rigs and do these pressure tests, but I don't understand how you're coming to the conclusions you're coming to. You're just putting wood inside of a thing's mouth and seeing if it'll break it. Yeah. And it's just like
you get a shark and a fucking crocodile together, and then we see what happens.
But yeah, and then they do a digital like rendering
the shark and the crocodile. Like,
you make them really angry.
Just give them steroids for a couple.
Yeah, agitate.
There is a website, a Japanese website that I forget the link of it, but it was that, but with bugs. Sweet. So you could watch YouTube clips of like stag beetle versus scorpion, and it would they have them both in a jar, and they would have them fight and see which one would win. It'd be like wasp versus poison caterpillar, or I don't know. It just like it was like
that's
20 different team ups of bugs fucking each other up. Yeah, it was awesome.
That sounds a lot better.
I'm totally gonna watch that.
I gotta dig up. It was this old podcast I listened to where they talked about it.
The only thing that was really interesting was just that, like I was like, when how would these two ever encounter each other? It doesn't even make sense. But they lay credence to the idea that if the moon's aligned correctly, there could be a shark that wants to start rolling shallower water and. Crocodiles have been known to seek out the sea for broader areas.
But sure. The great white shark wouldn't be able to go into anything because there's salt water and everything inland is fresh water.
Well, I'm just saying.
So,
isn't there a saltwater crocodile? That's a thing, right?
Yeah, there's fresh and salt.
You could like go into the sea. Gulf of Mexico.
Well, they don't. They also don't exactly breathe water. The crocodiles are...
Wait, what?
They don't breathe water?
Wait a second.
Sharks.
Are you trying to tell me?
I'm just saying, just because they...
crocodile isn't a fish?
Water.
Now this doesn't make any sense.
Water is water. Like, they just need air to survive. That was part of the conclusion that they came to, is like that too much time under the water, the crocodile wouldn't really be able to do much.
Because... Dude, they can stay underwater for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, but they're also like not moving and expending any like O2. So I'm sure if they were like actually, it's like if you go underwater and you hold your breath and you don't move, you'll be able to hold it a lot longer if you're swimming.
Yeah, you could stay under there for probably over a minute.
You're burning all that.
I'm sure O2 still, if you can stay under for 45 minutes, I'm pretty sure 5 minutes is not a stretch.
I don't know, man. Is he doing intense cardiovascular training or not? Exactly. Like you said,
is he building himself up?
Is he a Ronnie crocodile? Exactly. Is he roading up or?
Exactly.
See, lightweight crocodile.
And all the crocodile would have to do is get a hold of a fin, rip it off, and it's game over.
Does a crocodile smoke?
Actually, that was another thing they got to, like, in their stupid little CG testy thing, like, the crocodile does rip a fin off of the shark, but sharks are known to be able to still...
Regenerate their limbs?
Not regenerate.
Immediately.
No, not regenerate. They can still function without a limb.
That's what a fish means, right?
Well, if you get both limbs, I don't think...
Yeah, both limbs. Now it's just a torpedo that can't really turn. It just goes.
Waggling its tail.
They've got a buoyancy bladder too, don't they?
I don't know.
A shark. So if the crocodile bit that, it would just like...
Like a submarine, just changes its density.
No,
just popped it in the right spot. And
that's how
like,
fish
bye
work.
Bye.
Like they have that buoyancy bladder thing in them where that's what
sure
pop it
yeah
hit sure. that
that's what they
punch
do
punch in the nose. That's what Angelina Jolie did. That's the question: has the crocodile seen Tomb Raider 2? That's
right.
Does he
just
know
hurt
what
the
to
crocodile's
do?
Teeth with your skin?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's what you do.
Put your hand in its mouth when it's open.
Well, they kept getting on this idea that like the crocodile would bite it square on the nose and then try to like crocodile do that death roll thing where they just spin until shit just breaks apart.
Maybe a lot of rolling in the water.
Well, the thing that they sort of came to the conclusion was like even if it were to bite directly onto the shark's nose and try to do that roll, it would take so much energy to roll it that they would both probably pass out. Like because both creatures do tend to become docile when upside down. So if it can't roll fast enough, it may just...
So they both just pass out and then they die?
But... No, because at some point the crocodile would want to give it up and try to go back up for air, and then the shark would gain consciousness, and then that's when the shark would nail the croc from underneath.
Dude, let's do this. Let's set this up.
Exactly.
I'm going to go get a great white.
Let's
you guys
get like $20,000 and make this happen.
Yep.
We might need more than that.
I might.
For a fucking great white shark.
We'll put it in. Go to Gray's Lake.
Yep. That seems fair, equal fighting ground.
We'll just throw them both in there.
Put a ton of salt in the lake.
Yep.
We'll make it happen. Controlled
I'll
environment.
I'll just go to Cheesecake and get like the shakers.
Great.
I got some salt upstairs. We can do that. Just
bags of
collect.
Salt.
Actually, we should just go to tons of restaurants and just steal all their salt shakers.
I'm pretty sure you could just go to a Hy-Vee. They probably got all that like driveway salt you can get for super cheap at this point.
Yeah, true.
Just be like, hey, I want to pay for it experience.
Yeah, but dude, at this point, they're like a dollar for like 12 pounds of rock salt.
You don't know that.
I don't.
You could probably, if it's that cheap, you could probably be like, give me a dollar for 24 pounds.
Yeah. I'll take it off your hands if you pay me.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a break and come back and talk about the news.
Real good with your pants on the ground.
Word. So, guys, we have no emails, but if anybody would like to email us, bbr@bossbarrel.com, or Facebook, or website, any of those are fine to leave a message for us.
Or Facebook. You sounded like you were about to go into song and dance there. Or website.
Or website. News, though. So a few things. PlayStation Network is partially up. You can play games online now. You can sync your trophies. You can what else can you do?
Message your friends.
Friends lists are up. So yeah. The PlayStation Network services, like the store is not up. But when that does come up, Sony has said that, their welcome back program works such as this. Anybody who doesn't have a PS Plus or PlayStation Plus account will have a 30-day free on PlayStation Plus. Those people who do have Plus get PS Plus get 60 days free. You'll get a 30-day subscription to Curiosity music download thing. You get select movies called their On Us. You can rent movies for free, select titles. And then for the PlayStation Store side, you'll be able to download 2 of 5 games. And those games are Little Big Planet, Infamous, Wipeout HD / Fury, Super Stardust HD, and Dead Nation. If you have a PSP, you'll also get... So on top of that, you can also download 2 of 4 PlayStation portable games, Little Big Planet, Mod Nation, Racers, Pursuit Force, and Killzone Liberation.
Is that also, or?
So if you can do both, like if you have a PlayStation 3 and a PSP, you'll get all that.
What's Dude, up? It's different in Europe.
It's different. The only difference is they don't get, what's the only difference? They don't.
Stardust.
Yeah, they don't get Super Stardust.
Dude, that's what you should do, is just change your account to living in Europe, and then you can get...
Quest for Booty.
You can get Ratchet and Clank. Have a UK account.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd be able to go through the purchase exchange, because I don't have any credit card information attached to those accounts.
Fair.
I don't know, though, because I can download demos. So, but I'm okay with that. I don't really care. The only thing I'd be able to get is Dead Nation, really. So in that same vein, for PlayStation Network being up, it's also back down because there was an exploit with the changing password page. Somebody found a way to circumvent that and change other people's passwords just using like a first name and an email address. So, nice. So now you can't restart.
Sony has their stuff together.
They sure do. So now you, if you haven't done your PlayStation update as of like yesterday, you won't be able to do it now.
So you had that like 5 hour window.
You had about 2 days to do it, 3 days to do it, and now it's back down. You can't reset, or maybe you can, and it's through a third party thing, or I don't know. Something's happened where that is all in question. PlayStation hasn't announced anything themselves, but there are websites reporting that it is not available as a thing anymore. You can't change your password, which is part of the firmware update.
Better remember your damn password.
Doesn't matter.
I just changed my password
too. Yeah, when you log on and you update the firmware, it just disconnects you from PSN. So you have to go online to this awful link they give you. They email it to your email address, and then you can change it through a portal.
Portals.
Through a couple portals, yeah.
Yep. Through Steam.
Not through Steam. It's some third-party service they had with this weird website. But when I was trying to do it on Monday or Tuesday, it was probably Monday, the network was so bogged down with everybody trying to do it. It took me probably 3 hours to get the page to load, and they shut down their systems for about an hour. Because it was so backlogged. Yeah. What else happened? One more thing, I think. Oh, yeah. 3DS is going to get their update. So as promised, June 6th, so not really the end of May, but kind of. June 6th, the eShop and the web browser will be available through an update to the 3DS systems. You download your Mega Man Legends 3 Prototype Edition or whatever they're calling it. You can do that now. That's all I got.
Got any news, John?
John, you got some news?
I have some news. I have things. There's a small mention from Ubisoft that they're looking into possibly making Assassin's Creed into a movie. Kind of like what happened with Prince of Persia.
Yeah,
it wouldn't exactly be anything that...
It would be a good Desmond.
I mean, it wouldn't necessarily be anything that's canon to what their primary story is.
Yeah.
From what I can gather. So hopefully Russian Spetsnaz assassins.
I'm getting a strong, like, Michael Crichton sort of feel from that. Like, and all, with the exception of Jurassic Park, what has been a good Michael Crichton movie?
Yeah.
Not Timeline.
Yeah.
Not Timeline.
Did he do Sphere?
That's a good question. I don't know. I also haven't seen Sphere.
Sphere is really good.
Is it?
For its time.
I thought it was kind of like a...
For its time.
It's like a quirky
for its time, yeah.
Movie that you don't enjoy
do
anymore.
Do you like movies that were set back in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
He did Outbreak too, I think.
Yeah. I like the book though a lot more than the movie.
I never read the book. I liked the movie.
Okay.
So this is a big thing for Xbox owners. There will be an update releasing soon. I don't have a date here. I'm sorry. Update coming out soon. There's going to be an update that Microsoft says is supposed to, let's see. It's supposed to update your disk drives so that they're more capable of running higher end disks that they're going to start putting out for games.
It seems so weird.
I know.
Like, how do you do that in just the firmware?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe it just recalibrates the motor.
You overclock the fucking like RPMs.
Basically, so rather than just moving up,
take
to
the governor out of your. Yeah, that's gonna burn up every goddamn Xbox there is.
Right. Well, so the thing that they're saying though is like this firmware update, because that's all I can assume it is like the system will just start now spinning it faster than what it's clocked to do.
Lighter disk.
But certain Xboxes aren't built to go that fast. So if your Xbox hasn't red ringed already, this will do it. And this will basically cause an error to say, what do they say here? Disk unsupported or disk unreadable error will occur after this update. And you should be able to contact Microsoft, or they have some way of determining through Xbox Live that your console is predisposed to this condition. And they may contact you through email, I assume. And you will get your system replaced for free. You'll get a 250 gig slim console along with a year's membership of Xbox Live.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Totally doing that with my old Xbox.
Two Xboxes.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. The new format update for the discs that they plan to roll out will still be DVDs, but this will allow for a 1 gigabyte enhancement for their discs.
Oh, yeah. This was the thing that came out a while ago.
Where they, a whole gig.
Well, they had people like playtesting copies of these games, and if you did it, you got a free copy of Halo Reach. And supposedly, it was just they're going through different compression methods, is what I had heard.
Well, maybe that's what the
stripping out is. Some
if it's different compression methods. That's yeah. just what the firmware is then.
Well, I something along the lines of they're stripping out some of the old like codecs and things that are incorporated on DVDs, and they're gonna redo them so they are more streamlined. I don't know.
I mean, so that's interesting, and I'm really banking on the idea that my console is garbage.
Can you still play old games?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, now it's gonna
be able to.
I can play games faster now.
Yeah. Is it gonna be like
games actually play you?
What?
So fast.
Is it gonna be like Final Fantasy Tactics on PSP, where like the sound goes faster than the actual visuals? So you're like, "Yep, that spell finished about 10 seconds ago, but it's still casting."
Yep, still happening. That Honest Hearts DLC is out.
Yep.
Xperia Play supposedly will launch on May 26th. And be packaged with Madden 11.
Great.
Bruce Lee, Dragon Warrior.
What?
You heard it.
Bruce what is Lee, that? Is
it... Dragon Warrior. I don't know what that is.
What?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
These are all supposed to be PS2, PS1 ports.
Okay, yeah.
Asphalt 6, Adrenaline.
Okay.
The Sims 3, Star Battalion, Crash Bandicoot, and Tetris.
Just The Sims 3?
Yes.
And Tetris?
And
oh,
Tetris.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God. Something playable.
Now I don't have to download a copy of one of the billions of copies of Tetris out there. And I can still play it on my PSP phone. Just like I can play it on the fucking microwave and like a heating
bust
pad.
Out the old Nintendo and bust out the old
classic
cartridge.
So this will be for Verizon Wireless. It will cost $200 for the 2-year contract. And Sony is promising, like they do with everything, that 50 games...
Totally secure.
Yep. That 50 games will be available at launch. That's assuming PSN is up by then.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Does it work through PSN? Or so you're going to have another tab that's like, okay, so now this is your Xperia button tab on PSN?
Parts of it do.
So basically we've got to the point where after 2 years, PlayStation Network is caught up with Xbox, and they're going to have to go through a new PlayStation Network experience and rejigger everything because it looks retarded.
It doesn't look that retarded.
Well, I'm saying, you know, like, if you have a million tabs of a million different things, and it's like, you're going to streamline it a bit. I think the XMB is awesome, and I don't have any problems with it, but...
I feel like it will be application-based because this thing that I'm reading here, this is straight from the PlayStation blog, is saying that that more phones from this point forward will become PlayStation certified.
Okay.
And that will basically mean that those phones will be capable of downloading these ported games.
Oh, yeah, that was their PlayStation Suite thing that they announced.
Yeah.
You know what they need to make?
Not this.
Something that you can put your phone in where it's like a controller that your phone sits directly into, and it just plugs in like wirelessly. Or no, I mean, like, I have an iPhone.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you want like a controller that attaches to your
like
iPhone?
Like something, just a few buttons on the outside.
I see.
I have an idea. Just get a freaking handheld system.
Yeah, but I want to be able to make calls on it.
No.
No, you don't. Well, you can on your PSP through Skype.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Is there a camera on the PSP?
They have one that you can buy separately.
Is there a micro USB slot?
Yeah.
Mini USB?
Yeah, on the top. That's how it charges. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
They have a camera that you can attach
just
to
clip
your
it
PSP.
Around there.
Right? No, it just pops right on top and it screws in.
There you go, Ryan. You already have it. You just don't know.
That's pretty much all I got here, other than Epic announcing their limited and epic editions of Gears 3 and Fallout New Vegas.
What are the limited?
What's that Mass Effect news?
We're going to skip that.
That comes from Twitter, by the way, for the two of you who hate Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the original source is.
Great.
Of what now?
Of that news that you were asking
Mass
about.
Effect? Oh, okay.
Same-sex relationships, possibly.
Possibly.
Says Casey Hudson.
Okay, Griff. Okay, Griff. Are you ready to be excited about what comes? For $80, you get an Octus Award box, which contains the Octus Service Medal.
For $80 extra or $80 total?
This is $80 total.
No, extra.
$80 total. $79.99.
Also, you have to mail Cliffy your left hand so he can masturbate with it.
The true stranger.
This Octus Service Medal was given to Adam Phoenix in recognition of his work on the Hammer of Dawn. This is a 1-to-1 scale model.
Great. So, you get an actual Hammer of Dawn?
No, this
in
is...
In space.
Yeah, in space.
Space.
Exclusive, space Hammer of unlockable Dawn. Adam Phoenix multiplayer character. Here's Griff's big thing. Fabric Cog Flag.
What?
Now I'm just fly that shit outside.
Proud wait, colors that once flew above the house of the sovereign.
When is Flag Day?
This is pretty,
can exactly. I get this game and put this on the mast?
This flag does not look big enough to be...
Okay.
Flown.
So it's something you'd attach on your back window in your car?
It's more of like a desk flag.
Oh, nice.
No, it's probably, I don't know, it's probably about the size of a piece of paper. Maybe a little bigger.
What is on the flag?
It doesn't give me dimensions.
The United States of Terra?
No, it is Proud Colors Once Flew. It is a metallic-y, like, cobalt blue with a cog with wings around it. A wreath, maybe.
Is that the award then?
That is the medal.
That's like a paperweight?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything that I mentioned here, just imagine it in cog form.
I even want to look at it.
It's got a gear on it. Or it is a gear. You get three of them and make a mechanical.
Wait, system. Question. Can you wear the flag as a bandana?
Dude, that is the win.
Is that what is under Marcus Phoenix's headband? Another bandana of the flag.
Yeah, that's it.
Just sweaty and stinky.
His head actually is just a big cog.
Just gears.
Just one big one.
Last thing here is the personal effects of Adam Phoenix, including his last will and testament, the initial Hammer of Dawn schematics, and the Phoenix family mementos, which I don't know what
that is. So I'm getting a strong vibe of Gears of War 2.
Is Adam Phoenix going to be in Gears of War 3?
That, and remember with Gears of War 2 when it was like, when Clifford was talking about how he's like, this is going to be an emotional toil of Dom and his loss of his wife and dealing with that, and we're going to give you this playing card size picture of Dom's wife because I keep that in my wallet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What? That happened?
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh.
So
Adam Phoenix going to shoot himself.
The Epic Edition.
I meant to talk about this earlier when I was playing Gears of War. Capture the leader. The leader is actually the Locust Queen.
Uh-huh.
And the Locust Queen
has a British accent.
Is a human in a locust suit. Because the face is cut out and it's completely human. The face is a big human.
Well, you played Gears 2, right?
Yeah.
That's what she looks like.
We never saw her though, right?
No. Oh yeah, no, she comes straight down and walks like around. You guys not remember this?
I don't remember
that.
She has this stupid British accent.
I remember at the end of the game, there's just the audio of her talking.
No, she's... Yeah, no.
But I don't remember
her. I think it's Marcus's mom.
See, that makes sense to me. Why not at this point? No, I promise you, this is in the game.
You saw her in Gears 2? Yeah, you see her.
In Gears 3, I saw her face. I was like, wait a second.
No, is she not like confusing that with Kerrigan?
Dude, at this point, I could be, maybe that's where I'm just making this.
Like, I can see it too, but I know I've seen things of her. And I don't know.
Oh, man, do not make me go back and play that game.
You're going to have to play it. Hunter and I are going to play through it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is this his first
time? It's not that long.
He said he's played Gears 2. I'll play it on very easy, man.
Is there a very easy?
As easy as possible.
No, you got to play it on hardcore.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's way more fun that way.
No, it's not. It's the opposite of fun for me.
Exactly. The moment I have to fight one of those berserkers is the moment I throw that controller across the room.
Don't enjoy shooting and moving in that game.
Exactly. So much fun. So,
no.
Epic Edition will $150, $149.99.
What?
Now, this gives you all of the above that we aforementioned.
Do I get night vision goggles?
No, you get a limited edition Marcus Fenix statue.
That's it?
For $70? It is 11 inches tall, 11.2, and 8.9 inches
that'd
in
be
diameter.
The biggest
like 9
statue
inches.
That you could have.
Yeah, it could fit in there.
That's 11. That's at least 11.
You get art book.
Great.
Enough said. And the only thing that might actually be worthwhile to the game is the
bigger flag.
Infected Omen weapon pack. It includes custom multiplayer skins for games, 5 starting weapons, Lancer, Retro Lancer, Hammer Bros, blah, 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 blah.
So that's basically the Halo Reach setup where it's like, if you actually liked Halo bad, then you'd probably get the medium edition one because it had some cool shit in it. Whereas, like, did you read the novels? Yes. Well, you might like to have this notebook that has all this weird information in it. And then the super deluxe edition had, like, dumbass statues of all the characters that you didn't really care about too much.
I bought the legendary Halo 3 pack.
You're crazy.
I was retarded.
You're crazy.
Because I thought it was a helmet that would actually fit you.
No, fits your cat.
No.
Cat helmet.
Cat helmet.
Put a DVD in there.
Fits your baby.
No. I really think they should come out with like a Lancer. What?
A Lancer to just give people.
I'm fairly certain there was like an auction that Clifford had at some point.
Clicky.
Was it working? Could you rev it up?
You could, yeah. Just give it time, man. Somebody will make it. Like, you see all these videos of people making hidden blades, so.
Yeah.
Really?
Somebody actually came up with like a design to actually create one. And
I've seen videos of people using hidden blades.
Walking around, stabbing people.
No, they're really good videos. Just like people in their basement. It's like a bunch of Nerf things. Yeah. Very Star Wars kid.
Okay, this just in. They just announced a Gears of War board game.
Great. Awesome. Skip.
Is it Chutes and Ladders?
God.
Oh my God, that's genius.
I can only hope that that's exactly what it is. Oh, man. That's it. I'm done looking at news right now.
Awesome. That's all I got, too. Ryan, anything?
Marcus's mom is the Locust Queen.
Right on. Heard. All right.
That's the unexpected twist. To lead into Gears 4.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Gears 4 War.
What?
That's the game. Gears 4 War.
Gears 4 War?
Gears 4 War. Gears 4 War.
Gears 4 War?
Yeah.
It's weird, though.
Gears of War 4?
Gears of 4 War?
Gears of
4 is what you go for.
Gears of 4.
Gears
of 4.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you go for.
Anyway, Boss Bro Radio is signing out. If we don't die this weekend or whatever, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Ryan, hit me with that thing.
Who the boss?